He'll make his debut for the Florida Panthers. Well, we think on the road against Tampa Bay Thursday, October 9th. Panthers' first home game is that first Saturday against New Jersey. He is former Barry Colt, Aaron Ekblad. Aaron, it's great to have you on with us this morning. Thanks for doing this.
No problem at all. Great to be here.
Now, everybody has probably asked how you're doing. You suffered a concussion earlier this month. How is everything feeling? It's better, yes?
It's basically, I'd say, 100% now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on the ice probably four times this week. I've been working out every day. Things are going really well with the progressions for that, so I'm feeling good.
Aaron, you were one of those guys that played in the OHL with the exception there, playing as a 15-year-old. Do you think that experience might help you if, in fact, you do end up cracking the opening day lineup for the Panthers as an 18-year-old in a league where there's not too many 18-year-olds? Do you think that experience could help you this season?
Of course. Experience is key, especially playing in the OHL. Like you said, I played 3 years. So not only playing against older guys, but the experience of playing in the league as long as most of the other guys that were in the draft this year, the late 95. So it's definitely a good experience. I think it'll definitely help me.
And with Florida, in that Sunrise sort of suburban Miami area, you've probably had to scout it out a little bit. You've had to say, well, this is where I'm going to be for preseason. This is where I'm going to be. How much have you sort of planted roots down in Florida, where you're going to live, where you're going to get groceries, all that stuff? Have you figured a lot of that out in the last couple months?
No, I really haven't. I mean, right now I'm just focused on my training, focused on obviously getting that concussion better, and then of course reaching every milestone along the way. Looking at the NHL PA Showcase this week, and then of course going to Barry, and then doing the exhibition games and stuff in Florida.
Yeah, it should be the same feeling hockey-wise, I'm sure, as growing up in Windsor or playing in Barrie, playing in Sunrise, Florida. I imagine it's the same thing, right, Aaron?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but you must be looking forward to the winter months, actually, being in a place where you can maybe head down to the beach in an off day or something like that.
I'm a warm weather guy, so I do like that opportunity, so I got to run with it.
You know this. I used to live in the Windsor, Detroit area, and did some work for the Spitfires. And Bob Bugner, the Spitfires coach, says it's the most tropical climate in Canada when you're in like Essex County, isn't it? You get way more. It's always 4 or 5 degrees warmer than it is in Toronto or anywhere this area of Ontario.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, it's been a pretty decent summer. I definitely enjoy it.
Aaron Ekblad's our guest, Florida Panthers defenseman. As we mentioned, preseason gets going in a couple weeks. So you're there for the NHLPA Rookie Showcase Upper Deck. I'm going to cringe at asking you if you were a big hockey card guy. They may not be as iconic as they were 30 years ago, but what they've done, Upper Deck's done amazing things, kind of rising to the top of this. Did you collect them? And I can't even imagine. You're going to make me feel pretty old at some of the cards you might have had, and now you're on a card. Tell me about your history with hockey cards.
I actually don't have a strong history with hockey cards. I mean, I collected a few here and there when I was a kid, but that definitely wasn't one of my major hobbies. So
I wonder, with an Aaron Ekblad rookie card, though, you should put one of those away just in case, maybe someday, right?
Yeah, I think we have a couple at home.
Aaron, what about being a defenseman and cracking the NHL? Is it... Do you expect it to be a little more difficult? I mean, it's such a physical position, and obviously just being 18 years old, where do you put yourself as far as your physical maturation, being able to play in the league?
You know what? I know it's going to be extremely tough. It's a challenge that I'm really looking forward to overcoming. I'm a pretty big guy. I'm strong. I think I can handle myself. Obviously, I'm not going to be the strongest guy in the league at 18 years old, but I'll be able to handle myself. And of course, there's some good guys and good protection on Florida that they just recently brought in. So that's awesome to see that they're really making strides to becoming a better team. So I'm really excited. I really feel like I can step in and play in the NHL. But I'm not underestimating the challenge that's going to be.
A lot of people love your blue line, Aaron, on the Panthers. You young guys like Gudbranson, Dmitry Kulikov. You got two vets, and both winners. Brian Campbell's won a cup. Willie Mitchell's won a cup. Those two especially. That's great for the other three of you, yourself, Dmitry, and Eric, to have lead the way.
Of course. It's really important. yeah, like I said, the moves that they were making and the signings and stuff like that, you know, great to see. I'm really excited to be in that position. And of course, I still have to make this team myself and really push to make sure I have that spot.